Since the death of Canadian migrant worker in Pocheon, Gyeonggi-do last month, there have been calls to improve the health and residential conditions of migrant workers here in the country. In response to this, some government officials said they will consider easing the employment permit system and provide renovation costs for unoccupied houses in rural areas so that they can be used as residential facilities. However, many criticize the lacking support and regulatory environment for migrant workers' health conditions. So to find out more about these efforts and policy suggestions to improve the well-being of these workers, we're pleased to be joined on the line by Ms. Kim Mi-sun, the Executive Director at We Friends Migrant Workers Health Association. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. First, could you briefly introduce our listeners to what We Friends does, especially in the fields of medical support and the help you provide to migrant workers?
Okay. First of all, thank you for having me this morning. We Friends was established in 1999 to respond to the health issues of migrant workers who cannot access to the health services due to their immigration status. Our main program includes supporting medical expenses through a mutual support system called We Friends Aid, and also providing health education for preventing diseases, mental health program for adults and migrant children. Last year alone, we supported total 606 medical cases, and the amount was about 286 million won. Medical expenses support was made for surgery, hospitalization, delivery, outpatient support, and emergency benefits. So Vietnamese was the majority of the medical support beneficiaries, followed by Thai, Filipino, and Mongolian among 27 countries. So we support them.
Now, let's go back to this one specific case here, Ms. Kim. The place where the Pocheon migrant worker died was a vinyl greenhouse that had no proper heating system. And although the official cause of death was cirrhosis, the prevailing analysis is that the environmental, basically the conditions of his environment would not have been good for his health overall. How large is the population of migrant workers who live in these kind of substandard conditions?
Actually, we don't know the exact number. That, according to the recent survey conducted by the Ministry of Employment and Labor, there are about 31% or 5,003 of 15,773 workplaces that have been allowed to hire migrant workers were providing employees with accommodation that did not meet the ministry's minimum standards. So nearly 70% of migrant workers and 65% of employers who participated in the survey responded that they using temporary building, including container, prefab panels, temporary building and a vinyl greenhouse for their residence. So this is all we know so far.
Is it even legally viable to have these kind of residences? What changes do you think we should have to the workplace and what business owners should do to improve these kind of residences?
Yeah, first of all, vinyl greenhouse should not be regarded as a residence for migrant workers. On this issue, civil society, together with migrant communities, have always demanded that there should be a full-scale investigation on the current conditions of the housing for agricultural migrant workers. Then the immediate workplace change should be made for migrant workers who live in a vinyl greenhouse. In addition, future measures should be made in cooperation with the local government and the Ministry of Employment and Labor to improve the residential environment and provide dormitory facilities so that employment permits can be maintained and workers can be assigned.
Aside from the living facilities, many migrant workers are likely to suffer health risks because of various working and living conditions. Could you tell us about what sort of medical support or insurance system is in place for them currently?
First of all, in public sector, migrant workers is eligible for the national health insurance, either the employee insured or the self-employed insured. Even if a migrant worker does not have legal status, he, she can still have the right to receive medical care in case of emergency operation, hospitalization, etc., supported by the government. In private sector, there are numerous support system and program exist, including Sunday free clinic, mobile clinic, health education, supporting medical expenses, medical interpretation and caregiving, etc., which public sector cannot do. However, main obstacles for migrant workers' accessibility to health services are their long working hours that hinder them to go to see a doctor during the weekdays. High medical expenses become a burden to them as most migrants limit their income to their family back home. Mm-hmm. And agricultural migrant workers normally working in a remote area, so it is very difficult to access the medical institutes nearby.
Now, especially since last year, there have been many migrant workers who've suffered because of COVID-19. We all suffer, but I think especially this vulnerable population. What support system should be guaranteed for them to suffer less from this pandemic with help from the governmental and institutional sectors?
In terms of COVID-19, especially for undocumented migrants, there should be a guarantee for free examination without having fear of deportation. Actually, the government disseminated such information, but not many undocumented migrants had examination. It shows that most undocumented migrants have great fear of deportation than infecting COVID-19. On the other hand, migrants experienced discrimination when the government introduced public face masks purchase, emergency relief funds distribution, and even temporary child care support. The government only allows marriage migrant and permanent resident to receive the support. So while the government sets criteria to support civil society without any discrimination, distributed face masks with hand sanitizer, emergency relief funds, and even supported treatment for infectious disease. Therefore, there should be more inclusive system to save lives and save society as a whole without discriminating migrants.
There have been a lot of demands for better treatment for migrant workers, especially regarding the employment permit system that restricts workers from moving to other workplaces and forced deportation. Could you tell us what migrant workers in Korea think about this issue?
Yeah, restrictions on changing workplace is the most poison pill of the employment permit system. So civil society has pointed out that there are many workers who are actually forced to work because they are not allowed to re-employment and are subject to forced deportation if they leave the workplace without permission. So it sometimes even make migrant worker commit suicide because he cannot change workplace and leave the workplace to visit his family. So recent years, several suicide cases were reported, and many of them were related with their work. Therefore, last year, migrant workers filed a constitutional appeal regarding this issue. So they said the regulation on the change of workplace is a violation against the fundamental rights, including the right to be free from forced labor against will, the right to dignity, values, and the right to happiness, the right to equality, personal liberty, the freedom to choose a job, and the right to work. So many migrants suffer from this system. So they said and they think it must be changed.
Final point then, Ms. Kim, what do you think our society should do to prevent such tragic accidents like what the Cambodian worker in Pochon died from, and also how to better coexist with migrant workers here in Korea?
First of all, laws and systems must be changed to improve working and living conditions of migrant workers. Labor supervision is also important. However, the most important thing is that we should all keep it in mind that migrant lives matter. If you don't recognize them as the same person and just using them like a machine that produces agricultural products or industrial products, this kind of incident will happen again. So my organization's motto is that a society where migrants are healthy is good for Koreans to live. So the idea that migrant workers can work for long hours or live in a vinyl greenhouse should be eliminated. And I hope there will be a shift in the idea that healthy migrants can make a better and healthy Korean society. Therefore, we all need to work together to make migrant workers healthy and our society healthy.
We thank you for your insights into this very serious issue. Kim Mi-san, best of luck to you and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you.